to find.
Yeah. I'm still stuck on Kyle's thing. Like, I've been struck speechless for the last 2 minutes. fuck.
I didn't think it was going to be that intense. I'm sorry. And for me, whenever I hear it, it never lines up.
Yeah,
it never will.
Okay.
Welcome to Soot Suck, everybody.
Hi, I'm Kyle.
Kendrick.
Joe.
We don't need a fucking musical intro.
Pause. We already have one.
We didn't do a musical intro.
You
are
like singing the name of the podcast. It's quite enough.
I totally forgot that I did. Sorry, I've been doing that a lot for my shit lately, so it's just natural. And I've done that for like most Soot Suck episodes.
Yeah, well, we all get a little musical in that again, okay?
Sometimes I get a song in my heart, man.
There's fucking
sometimes
so many
you follow your heart.
Sometimes you just want to listen to a band.
And sometimes your heart cuts a fart, and that's the cosmic shame.
You should never be afraid to fart. It's part of being alive.
We are not
you should
talking
be worried
about
if your heart
today.
Cuts a fart.
If your heart farts,
so
you got problems.
I heard a rumor that we're doing band names today.
We're doing band
when
names.
When you say that, after I've watched...
I know, that's why I said it.
Yeah. Umbrella Academy. That makes me deeply uncomfortable.
I have not watched Umbrella Academy yet, but that will be a conversation for another day.
We should do the band names, but you should know to watch Umbrella Academy both seasons. And if you like weird-ass comics, read it.
Okay.
But it's out there.
And so
who's leading us through
the band names?
Who's leading us?
The first band name we have for today, for this wonderful segment we call Band Names, which, in case you guys have never heard this before, this is your first episode for some weird reason, or you got, like, amnesia and you forgot
this
who
is
you were, and this is the
episode
250,
by the
day.
Way. It's kind of a milestone.
Oh, shit. Nice. It's Band Name 250.
Dude, yeah.
Better get some good ones. That's not going to happen. It's just going to be
no,
names.
No, they're uniformly terrible.
So we read off this giant list of band names that people in our friend group have put on this list because they said it out loud and they're like, that sounds like a band name.
Dude, band name.
So we come up with the stories, the inspirations, the musics that surround these fake bands that people have come up with. So just
and it will be the
along.
First piece of actual merch we make is the band name game, collectible card game, collectible living card game, living card.
Expandable secondary party game.
The tradable.
Out now.
The first one is multiple wife guys. Why did somebody say that sounded like a band name? It just sounds like a preference.
Multiple wife guys.
I think it was about like how it was. It was like, you know.
This was me, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Go ahead. What do you think it was? Do you remember?
I think we were browsing bad TV. And we came across one of those TLC like dudes that has like multiple wives.
All right,
like
I got
fake,
one.
Like whole, a whole separate life.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Like
and
a second
like,
family.
And well, polygamy and then this and that and but it, the show made it seem so normal.
Hmm.
What
well,
is normal if you're not in the U.S.? So like,
well,
fuck off when
you're
culture
if
shaming
you're
over here.
Not in Utah.
I mean, but that's like. Technically what I said, but also not what you said.
I thought you said the U.S.
If you're not in the U.S., but like Utah is a weird part of the U.S., so
yeah,
it's like basically
a strange
US.
Place.
I'm against Utah in general.
At that
wow.
point,
anyway, our first name is multiple wife guys.
Yes.
Let's stop hating on polygamy for a second.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, it's not
that's
hating;
fine.
It's just weird.
No, it's Kevin. It's pure. It's Kevin's like inherent
no,
hatred
no, no, no.
Of things.
No.
So
Kevin's
ball
hate. We
know
what I didn't
this
like was
is,
they made a TV show about it.
I mean. There's a lot of questionable TV that you watch in your life. I feel like Multiple Wife Guys probably isn't the one that like breaks
Kyle,
the ice.
Kyle. We all know Kevin is a being of pure hate. Okay, let it slide.
Indeed.
What's your name for a band?
I'm trying to say it. So Multiple Wife Guys is a group of guys who all live like multiple separate lives, flying back and forth from like state to country or whatever to live like different lives with different families. Right? They go on business trips. Their business trips lead them to their other families, and one of the avenues that they live is in a band. Right? And they like are kind of like the Duke Silver of like it's like a band of Duke Silvers where nobody knows that these guys have multiple wives like as their lives, and so they just like go to random places around the U.S. do a one night show. and then like disperse, and then you have to kind of like wait on the wire to see when they're going to show up again, because you never know. And the gimmick is like nobody really knows why they're called multiple wife guys except for them, and like nobody ever gets to get close enough to them to figure out why.
MWG.
I like it. I was actually kind of going in a similar direction, but what I was thinking is a group of guys who do fairly generic like Muzak, and their whole shtick is that they actually misunderstood what their own band name is. They understood polygamy because they are polygamists, but they're all it's in reverse. They're all guys. Everybody in the band is married to the same woman. So they're the multiple wife guys.
Okay.
Yeah. That's all I got.
That's somewhat similar to what I was going for, which was that. Not exactly. No, I said it's nothing like what I was going for. I was going for it's a kind of an upset of your standard gender norms. It's a group of guys who are all wife guys. So they're guys who self-identify as wives and therefore take on all the gender roles and characteristics one would typically identify with, like, a 1950s housewife. But then they're also in a band together talking about their experiences as not, like, stay-at-home husbands, but specifically as wives. Whether they're gay or not never gets clearly like articulated. You just kind of have to figure that out for yourself.
Gotcha.
And there's probably a lot of there's a rift in the fandom.
I dig it. Hmm. What kind of music do they play, or does it matter?
I think they play lounge singer music.
Yeah, I think that's kind of all the direction we're going in, like Muzak.
Yeah. Really throws it, but yeah,
elevator music style.
Oh, Kevin? See, mine's similar yet even more different. What I'm thinking,
similar and different.
What I'm thinking is each of these guys in the band, each of their wives have like are really into a different type of music. So, they try to combine all the different types of music that their wives like. The name doesn't make a lot of sense in
context. Yeah, they kind of phoned in the name.
But they play like the blues. They play maybe some rock, maybe some hip-hop, whatever comes to their mind, whatever their wives like. So they're like the multiple wife guys. Because their wives decide what they play at that time.
Just trying to do, like, one guy's just trying to do, like, a hard rap, but, like, to the tune of banjo music and, like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, man, rapping over banjo is a thing. Okay?
Hell yeah.
They're extremely skilled.
I dig it, man. I dig it.
All right. Our next one the band name is Geriatrics in the English Countryside.
In or and?
In. Either one. It doesn't matter. This is your
fair. That's right. This is for the fun of it. There's not rules, guys.
Just for the halibut.
There never has been.
Geriatrics. So, I like to think of this as, you know how you've got, like, found art made up of pieces of things you find in the world? This is somebody who staged like microphones in the countryside of an area near where there were some old farmers and ranchers and stuff, and just recorded them shouting at each other or their sheep or just like at their tractors or whatever, and then remixed it together into forming a kind of slow-mo, like lo-fi electronica to the sound of weird old dudes at the countryside, kind of like a low key, a little less produced version of Pink Floyd's "Several Species of Mammal Grooving in a Cave to the Pict," but like extrapolated out to an entire musical career. Now that garbage is out. Somebody else have something good to say?
I keep getting stuck on this like this idea of like a kind of like an old person's home in the English countryside. And it's kind of similar to yours in that, like, it's the sounds that are pulled together, but it's, like, the sounds that the people in this, like, elderly home make just during their day. And it's, like, kind of just some, yeah, like weird, like, Slaneshi style of, like, offbeat techno. It's not, like, ambient or, like, not like, lo-fi, like you're saying. It's just more like, if industrial techno were made out of old people noises. But they're English old people, so there's an accent in there somewhere.
I have a follow up, but I want to hear everyone else's other band names first. Just don't let me forget, because I think it's quite good.
The idea that keeps popping into my mind is somebody who actually works at like a retired people's home, like a, you know, like an old folks home, and he plays the piano, and he just has like a very sensitive microphone that he puts up, and he just records all of these elderly men like and women like discussing things among themselves, and then when he actually releases his songs, it's this really low, fairly ambient piano light music, and then just interrupted every now and again with just the wild ravings of geriatric people in the English countryside. The lead the finisher for every song though is one of the elderly gentlemen who sounds like the guy from Hot Fuzz, the old man that needed like three translators.
Oh yeah. Yep.
What'd he say?
Oh, he says that we've got to go now before the sheep get back.
Yeah. So that, like, interspersed over, like, light piano music.
I was thinking a little different. I have a vision in my mind, like, these punk rockers that live in L.A., have for like 40 years, like Blink 182. And at this point, they're kind of mad, and they're geriatric, they're old, but they decide to just bail and live and just move to the English countryside. But they still want to do punk music because it's their passion. So they're kind of these old, geriatric dudes, still pretty angry, and they are playing punk music, but with like classic instruments.
Nice.
That's what I was thinking.
That's actually kind of funny because that's all dancing around the same thing I wanted to mention. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the YouTuber Colin Furze. He makes like he made like pneumatic powered Wolverine claws and magnet shoes he could walk upside down on, and like rockets that he straps himself into and almost dies.
Wears like a button up shirt
and a safety tank.
I've not heard of this, but I'm now looking him up and subscribing. Holy shit, that sounds
Colin
awesome.
Colin Furze, F-U-R-Z-E. He has a lot of fun. I bring him up because, hey, he's British and delightful, and he's a plumber who became a YouTube star for welding shit together and blowing stuff up. And being arrested a couple times. he has a friend who helps him, and his friend's name is Rick Simpson. And he's a little bit older, a little bit more of an older, like British plumber looking guy, and so he comes out whenever he needs help lifting something or whatever, and he has a YouTube channel under Rick Simpson specifically, and the description I want to share is tunes and vids grown from the school of British do-it-yourself farm punk.
farm punk
there's okay. A real thing. I don't know how big it is, but he is a farm punk singer, and it's a song about like being in your shed and how you don't have time for anybody's shit because you're too busy in your shed.
Nice
and
perfect.
As I was describing our things and what we're saying is we're all dancing around it. So Kendrick, there's a couple, probably I'm in my shed is one we should post, and then Colin Furze post here. So future Kendrick, find those things. The rest of you guys Google it on your own time or check out the episode later, because it's pretty much what we've just been dancing around. So
he did like a jet powered motorcycle or something, right? Like
he's done a couple of those. Yeah,
stuck a jet engine on a motor, something ridiculous.
Yeah. he builds like pulse jets, which you can make out of relatively minimal equipment if you get the dimensions and shapes right. And all
right, this has nothing to do with this anymore. We're going back to band names right now. This is absolutely ridiculous.
This is an outrage.
Post we'll go the link. Look we'll check it out. We'll go back to the band names. We can have a whole episode about that if we want after we've all watched it. I think that would be fun.
Cool. Yes, definitely. Later.
The next one is called Power Tools and Cheese. All right. This is the first album from the Power Tools like anthology, right? So the first one is Power Tools and Cheese because it's like the album of like these people when they were like telling the story of like children, and like the whole album's like gimmick is like children. The next one is like Power Tools and like in like, you know, like cars or something like that, like to and like embody all that is being a teenager, you know, something like that. The next one's like Power Tools and Beer, and it's like the rise and fall of this like person's life, right? And the final one's like Power Tools and Death, and like it's about the death of this person, and it's just like it's an anthology of how life is along, like as you go through it, and it's the same people doing these albums like years after each other, except for when they're kids. This is like obviously when they're like adults, but they like it's the same people that finish the whole anthology as they go through, and like at the last song ends, they all die. It's like planned. And it's nothing to do with Power Tools. It's just that they're called Power Tools because they thought it was funny.
All right. Damn. I think this came to my mind right away. But I think it's a bunch of nerdy shop dudes, not unlike the last group. But they're using a bunch of different Power Tools to cut cheese, different various cheeses in different ways. And they're recording it all and putting it all in under like lo-fi beats.
Huh.
It's like smooth cheese jazz.
Smooth cheese jazz.
Okay. Okay.
Like cheese whiz or like a cheese dip.
I mean, whatever is involved, it doesn't matter.
Whatever floats your boat. Okay.
Yeah.
You could use the sound of cheese whiz coming out of the can.
Oh man, that'd be cool. Like cheese whiz techno.
Uh-huh, or use the sound of like a hammer smashing a block of cheese.
Can smash cheese. I figure they just get stuck in them.
Well,
I'm learning so much
on
today.
The type of cheese.
Yeah.
The
thought that comes to mind with this is are you guys familiar with Richard Cheese?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's his failed attempt to get into the metal and techno scene. Like he wanted to break into that, but still kind of do that, like, you know, the whole lounge singer vibe, right? But trying to like use techno beats and stuff, and he tried to like get Skrillex involved, and it just fucking flopped like immediately.
So like, just totally, it was like not even one and done. It was like an EP release that was like on iTunes, and then it just failed before it could get off the ground. But there's like albums of it recorded.
Yeah.
Because they were like, this can't be bad, right? This is never going to fail.
Right. No, then, because he's Richard Cheese, man. And he's like, this is a great idea.
Cool following now.
And now there's just like archives of it somewhere that everyone has to find.
Yeah. I'm still stuck on Kyle's thing. Like, I've been struck speechless for the last 2 minutes. fuck.
I didn't think it was going to be that intense. I'm sorry.
I sat there for a moment, and until Kevin said something, I couldn't think of anything to say. I had no words.
You know, sometimes they're good, you know?
I would go so far as to go one step beyond that, which is that, just because now I've had a time to think about it, and then the dog bark, which I'll be editing out because he's a punk, but the band I would think of would be a band that plays the songs of Cream, known mostly for, I think... in the white room, but in the style of Tool. So it's Cream songs in the style of Tool. So it's Power Tools and Cheese.
That's solid. Yeah, that's
like
a good one.
Yes, because when you convert Cream to a cheese, it becomes solid.
Uh-huh, yep. Also, I'd want to hear a Tool cover of In the White Room.
I'm sure it exists, to be honest.
Yeah, probably.
And actually, it probably would be pretty cool.
All right, the last one for episode 250, I get it, I hate it, is... That can't be the last one. Not good, I know. I don't know,
it's
oh god.
It's just armpits.
Oh god.
Don't joke.
This one's going to be it's going to be a challenging one, not a good one. It's going to be one that's going to test our limits for the band name game.
Right. Game limit pusher.
Screaming in the shower on date night.
You scrolled down a ways, didn't you?
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm fucking around.
Screaming in the shower on date night.
If nobody's got anything, I got one.
Go for it, dude.
All right. So this is somebody who's like... watched a lot of like Red Dragon and Hannibal Lecter movies, like The Silence of the Lambs, and they really, really attach themselves to Buffalo Bill, but not in like the kind of murdery wear your skin way, but just in like the really weird eccentric like collector way. And what they do is they are like a frequent Tinder addict, right? Or Tinder, Bumble, whatever, right? And they they get into these like kind of date situations, and then before that date they take a shower and they record themselves singing in the shower, but it's them screaming all the things that they're apprehensive about to as like a catharsis. And so that turns into like this weird spoken word kind of like music that he collects for himself. And then this person died in the shower because they slipped and fell and cracked their head open, and like they found all these like tapes of him like singing and screaming in the shower about all these dates he went on. So everyone thinks he's like a psychotic killer. Nobody's dead, but like everyone thinks he's like a killer, but he's just a dude who needed to like, you know, let out his woes in the shower before a date.
I mean, point of order, he's dead, so there's that.
Yeah, I mean,
Jesus.
Okay.
I've got one. If Kev, no one else does. All right. Okay. So, what I'm thinking is, remember that Fleetwood Mac album, where they were all together but all just really hated each other.
Rumors.
Rumors. Yep. The whole time they hated each other.
Yes, I'm familiar with it.
Well, I'm thinking you got a punk band that covers them. So they do a lot of screaming, and they also don't care about, you know, spraying water all over themselves during that time. But it's also a couple of couples that just hate each other. But they're like, we got to do one last album, so we got to pull the shit together. Nice. But they're like, we don't really want to do our own music. Let's just cover Fleetwood Mac, Rumors, because it's the same vibe. So you have a bunch of punk dudes.
That's a level of meta. I like that. So they're like, our relationships are falling apart. Like, their relationships were falling apart. So let's scream about it.
Yeah, they're screaming. And sometimes their music videos are in the shower, recorders while they're, like, taking fake showers or whatever.
That would be very cathartic, I think. I like it.
Joe?
So, what comes to mind is a Norwegian death metal band. But they couldn't, like, all the really cool, like, hardcore death metal names have been really taken. And they're all, like, between, like, 15 to 17. Oh, so they have created... They're all super angsty. They're not very good, but they're great at doing the screamo style. And all of their songs follow the same theme of all of the terrible times that they'd have at school dances. So, like, each of the names of their songs are the name of, like, a school dance, like Sadie Hawkins and, like, Winterfest or Prom. Prom's, like, their big finale one. And they're just screaming in the shower on date night.
I like the idea of the song names being named after school dances. Perfect.
All right.
But then it's like between like 15 to 17 year olds, and it's all in Norwegian.
I think we're all pretty much in the same headspace here.